Good evening, good morning, or just hello. This is R.D. Pierce, and you are listening to Night Talker. For my first-time listeners, this is a show about dream interpretation. Dreams are the night talkings of your subconscious. It is the way that your inner self, your subconscious, communicates with your outer self, you in reality, your conscious. Okay, on this show, we will have some callers, and I will have a chance to respond to some of the emails that I have received over the past few weeks. Remember, if you ever want to contact me, please write to me at night_talker@rocketmail.com. All right, so let's get into our first caller, and here we go. Hi, this is RD, the Night Talker, and we have Rashida on the line. Rashida, would you want to tell me your dream? Okay. Don't be nervous. Just start out and you can tell me your dream as if you were dreaming it right now. Tell me it in present tense. And then I'm just going to stop you and ask you, what are some of your, what are some of the symbols in your dream? I'm going to tell you the symbols that I want you to explain to me. Okay?
Okay. Well, I recently had a dream of a particular person, and before sleeping, that person was on my mind, and I went into the dream, and in the dream, we became a relationship, and through the relationship, we developed love for each other, and a destiny to go far, and right to the point where he was proposing to me, I jumped out of it. I was woken up out of the dream, and I was just wondering, was that a sign that maybe he could be for me, or is it just something that was a non-fiction?
Just a dream because it was on your mind. Is that what you're asking?
All right.
Okay, let's look at some of the symbols in your dream. You have a person that you like in waking life, right? In your current life, is someone that you feel close to.
Right.
Okay, so in your dream, a relationship. Tell me, that seems to be a big symbol. Tell me what relationship means to you.
Because even in the natural body. You know, we do things and talk about things that I haven't let in another drive to just make me feel as though that person understands me unconditionally. And for a person to make me feel like that, I just feel that even if it's not meant to be a relationship, this person is meant to be in my life. Because some people come in your life for seasons, and some come in your life for a reason. And he doesn't appear to be a season to me.
Okay, I'm going to move you back to what you said at first. You said he represents strength to you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you got the strength there. You got bond. Let me ask you about your waking life. Do you feel like in your waking life there's been things going on where you were just weak and you needed strength? Or do you feel bulldozed over by something that's going on, some activities? Is it chaotic in your waking life?
At times I get weak because I'm in a new city and it's just me and my son, and I feel like a void, and I can call him or he'll text me any time of the morning, and it can just brighten my day. And it's like he always knows when something's wrong, and he'll check on me and he'll say things like, "Are you okay? And you sure? Do I need to try to come visit you or something?" And it kind of helps and enhances my feelings.
Okay, you know, and I'm gonna move you on past him per se, just him in your waking life, and I'm gonna use him as your dream symbol. And use him as your dream symbol of strength. It sounds like that in your waking life, being in a new city, being in a place where you're not sure of right now, you're a single mom, it sounds like you're looking for that strong, you're looking for the strength within you. With marriage, tell me what a proposal, define proposal for me, because that's a big dream symbol that we need to define for you. What does marriage mean?
Yeah. It's exactly what it is. Marriage is, I mean, to me, marriage is strong, and it's something that you shouldn't play with. If you're going to get married, you should know for a fact, you should know unconditionally that's what you want to do. You shouldn't play with people's emotions. In my case, I wouldn't play with a person's emotions. I wouldn't even want to be in a marriage if I knew that I wasn't with. And that's why I'm so hateful now. And I'm soul searching, and I'm learning people before I just jump into something or at least jump into a relationship. But once you get that proposal, that's just like your final chapter. I know this is something that I'm going to work towards. I know once I get to that destination, it's going to be right. It might not be perfect, but I'm going to try to get it as close to perfect as I can.
So it's basically the final road to the goal, to what you're
yes.
looking for. Okay, so here you go. You got the relationship. You're looking for a bond that's going to make... you're looking for a bond, you're looking for strength, and you want to get there, the proposal. You want to get to that strength. It could mean not necessarily him. It could mean that you want to find that strength that you're missing in your waking life. And he's the symbol for you for strength. If you look at it from just interpreting your dream symbols.
Right. It makes a lot of sense because I kind of thought that too.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? I'm glad that I could help you, and I'm glad that you could call in today. So, Rashida, I wish you luck. And if you ever have any more questions about your night talkings, you just call the night talk. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Before we go to another caller, I would like to address some of the emails I received this past month. Some symbols that were mentioned in all of the emails were snakes, alligators, spiders, and hippos. Okay. I know that you can look at universal symbols. You can look at regional symbols, and you can look at ethnic folklore kind of symbols for dreams. So I'm going to try to throw in mainly North American symbols or interpretations for some of these symbols. I have some friends that have different meanings for snakes. And from my background, snakes have been known to be, to represent the enemy. And that could be, that's coming from a Christian, a Judeo-Christian background, where snakes are seen as the enemy. And so, since I have that belief already, it wouldn't behoove me to use the idea of snakes representing harmony or love or money. It just would not jive with what my beliefs are. So when you're interpreting your own dreams, you definitely have to look at your upbringing, whether you believe in that upbringing now. You have to look at what you were raised with, what ideas you have, and if those ideas and perceptions are still there, even though you may not proclaim to be a certain religion, a certain of a certain thought at this time. Okay, let's go into snakes. Snakes are enemies. Snakes are represents enemies that are trying to get you. Maybe if you have a dream about snakes, go through your dream and then go back to your waking life and see if there's someone around you that you believe may try to do you harm. I've had dreams where I've seen, I was in a very bad situation, working situation, and I would dream about snakes. And if the snakes, the number of snakes in my dreams corresponded with the number of, I would say, enemies on my, in my workplace. When I dreamt about snakes that were very vivid, very colorful, I could tell which ones were, I would take the colors and could tell which ones were angry, which ones were undercover, calmer kind of snakes, which ones were not very big enemies, but they were enemies. So you would take the colors of the snakes. I dream the color. You would take the colors if you dream the colors. You would take the size of the snakes. You would take where you found the snakes. Are they coming out of crevices? Are they out in the open? One time I dreamt of a humongous snake, and it was floating in the air coming towards me. So there's different sizes. There's different colors. Also, I believe if you are in your dream and you have killed a snake, that means you have victory over your enemies. If you dream that that your helper, someone that has passed on, your angel comes in your dream and they kill the snake, that is victory. If you dream that you have been overcome by that snake, that you have somehow been, that you've been bitten and wounded by that snake, I would say you need to take definite actions in your waking life to sever ties with that person. If you can figure out who that person is, which usually you can, you need to sever ties with it. I'm going to tell you a very personal story about my aunt who dreamt about lizards. She dreamt about lizards, and then her last dream was that she dreamt about them coming up her leg and jumping on her head, and she couldn't breathe, and they were all over her face. Just a day later, she had an aneurysm, and she passed away. I truly believe that if she had told the family about that dream, we would have been able to help her. She'd gone to the doctor and asked about, inquired about her headaches that she was having, but they did not do sufficient tests to find that aneurysm because it was huge as a baseball. And for her to have that dream about the reptiles, the lizards coming over her and then gaining strength over her, that was very prophetic, I believe. Okay, alligators. I look at alligators as the same as enemies. Alligators can, and such as hippos, alligators can go underwater, hippos underwater. Those are secret enemies. Secret enemies because they're hiding. So when you dream of alligators or hippos, there's some, you need to look into your waking life about who is around you, what you can do to get rid of these people, to find them out and then get rid of them. Sever your ties. Spiders. My mother had a vision one time about, when she woke up, she saw me just covered in a spider web. She saw a spider just making a web over me, just completely over my face. And she screamed. And I said, "Mom, what's wrong?" And she said, there were spiders in front of your face, and there's just a web. And as I told you before, it related back to my working situation where I had some very treacherous people working with me, and that is completely uncovered right now, and it no longer exists. That problem no longer exists. So when you take the things that you're dreaming, your conscience, your subconscious, what is saying to you, you have to listen to it. You, with visions, those are even more urgent, I believe. So that's that. Okay, we have our next caller, and this is RD, and we're talking to Sharon. Sharon, so tell us about your dream.
Well, okay. I had a dream a long time ago, and the story was that when the sun was going to the store, and the storm was sitting, and it was very hard, and then
okay, so you were, the first part of it was you were going to, I didn't catch that, you were going where, and then the storm started?
Well, it was the storm.
Okay.
And we were right, there was a cellar,
and we
found something in the cellar.
Okay. So let me go over some of your symbols in it. The storm. You tell me what a storm means to you.
Oh.
Right.
So is it something that causes fear, destruction? Because you said it's lightning. What, were you afraid?
Well, yeah. It was running for cover.
Okay, running for cover.
And so, as we were running for cover, it was soft cover, and I could see the
Okay. Wow, that's really interesting.
So you have to follow all these rocks, all these stepping stones. And that scared me a whole lot. So, we all thought the world was round, but us out on Earth, we were having a step in it.
Okay. So, all right. Let me go through some of your symbols. The storm, running for cover. Something that causes fear. You're running for, because you said running for cover. Okay. Now let me go through your kids. What do children represent to you? What do children represent? Life cycle. What does it represent to you? Define children. Okay, well, first, let's just go with your kids. So kids are, you said your own two kids, so are they part of you, would you say? Extensions of you? What are, because you said your own two kids, as opposed to the other people you were saving. This was...
No.
Say that again? Your kids. But let's not go into your waking life. Let's keep it into your dream life. For your two kids represent the older part of you, or they represent the seasons part? Because first I just want to get to what your children mean. Children are a part of you. Children mean what to you? What are children? Your offspring, your just go with that. What are children? Okay, so okay, there we go. Something that comes from you, a part of you. And so these are your older ones, so this is the older part of you. So you're running from cover. Here's the older part of you not wanting to go the path on the path that you're trying to take it. The younger part of you is thinking, okay, we can make it because the younger kids went there, but the older part of you don't, you do not want to follow your, I guess, your voice, the sharing that's you. So the path was, you said the path was dangerous, it was rocky, and in your dream you were afraid also to follow that path. Is that right?
Were safe. Everything had calmed down. The danger was over. You didn't have to take cover anymore.
Right.
Right. And so, and the reason that you were safe from the storm is because you went down to the cellar. You forced the children into the cellar with you, and you went along that rocky path, that dangerous path, and you waited until the storm was over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So tell me, in your waking life around that time when you had the dream, was there something going on where you felt like it was something new, something different, and you felt like, oh, it's stressful. I just want to get away from this. I don't want to go on this path. I don't want to do this. But it was something that you had to do. Was there something like that going on in your waking life?
I had the dream. But I went home.
Okay. We don't want you to work yourself up so bad, so much, get so anxious that you won't have any dreams at all. Because dreams tell you what's going on in your life, and they also give you solutions to what's going on. And you said this is a repetitive dream. You've had it a couple of times. If you can think back to what was going on in that time when you were having the dream, was it a stressful time? You don't remember?
I don't know.
Okay, and sometimes, And I'm like this. Sometimes I'll be going through stress and I can't tell that I'm stressed until something happens and I think, oh, wow, that was really stressful. So when you have this dream, this sounds like it's a warning dream, and it's telling you to slow down and go the harder way. If you go the harder way, the way that you think is hard, if you go that way, it's going to be okay. Just even though it's some way that you may not usually go, your seasoned self is saying, this is scary, I haven't gone on this path before. Your inner self, your inner child is saying, let's try it. Let's try this. Let's go along this path. And after you finished or reached the end of the path and you've waited, you're going to come out and it's not going to be bad. The storm's going to be over. It sounds like it's maybe encouraging dream or a warning dream telling you, hey, you got to do this. Don't get stressed about the wind coming, the storm coming. When you run from cover and you go on the path that you think is the hardest, it sounds like you're going to come out okay. When you have that dream again, I want you to call back in or write me at night_talker@rocketmail.com and let me know what's going on in your life at that time. Can you do that for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
So someone has to answer me another way. When I told everyone in church, right after,
from her interpretation, did you see that your older daughter was going through some things?
All right, not all day. She's gone through some stuff.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the time that you had the dream. Did you see?
I have children.
Oh, well, that's right. You said in high school. So she was thinking it was a prophetic dream that talked about your kids to come. Okay. Okay. Well. Especially if that was back in high school, that sounds like you have made it through with through that terrible time or storm that you were going through. Okay, well, I hope that has helped you a little bit. Your dream's very interesting. I do want you to contact me again if you have the dream again, and you can tell me about your waking life if you're going through some more troubles or going through a storm. And okay, because it seems like you, from my interpretation, it seems like you should follow that path, follow that scary path, even though it looks perilous, you are coming out of it. You know the steps to take, even though it looks like you have stopped and that you can't make it or you can't go on. In your dream, you did make it, and you did come out to a peaceful time. All right, Sharon, thank you for calling in, and I hope to hear from you again. See you later.
Bye.
Okay, wow, that was a very interesting dream. Remember, when you're trying to interpret your dreams, they always go back to what's going on around you. So if you had a dream a long time ago, see if you can't remember what was going on at that time. There are also prophetic dreams, but a lot of times they are solution dreams, dreams to help you solve problems. Well, you have been listening to Night Talker. This is R.D. Pierce, and you can reach me at night_talker@rocketmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if you want to jot me a note and ask me to call you so you can be on the show and we can interpret your dreams in real time, that would be wonderful. Remember, listen to your dreams. It can be a solution to your waking life. Thank you, everyone, and good night.